Thank you so much for your intro, Alex. I am very excited to be here and to talk about something that is very near and dear to my heart, which is how to overcome writer's block. That is a huge problem for a lot of people, or at least it seems to be. When you hear about people and troubles they have with writing, they talk about writer's block. I have this great method that I have used, and in fact, it was something that just came to me as I was writing my book called The Midlife Crisis of a Perfect Woman, which was written in a method that I use to write. I never really had issues with writer's block because of this method that I used. It was an amazing experience because I have written my entire life and wrote short stories, poems, never really putting anything together. And finally, when I reached a certain point in my life, I started meditating, I started journaling, and so many of these ideas just started coming through into my writing. So I created from that, from my own dreams, from my journal, from meditation. And I love to write just because these experiences that come from within and, you know, putting them down, putting pen to paper, it's a joyful experience. So I love writing. It's not about the money. It's not about the fame for me. I mean, it is hard to make a living as a writer. Even if it were easier, it wouldn't matter because I love doing it. So for me, it's really not about becoming famous and selling books. It's really about writing and having an impact on people. It doesn't have to be all people. Not everybody's going to love what you write. But if some people enjoy it, that makes me happy. Writer's block is complicated. And, you know, for me, when you're in emotional upheaval, I think in some ways that's much harder to write, or at least it is for me. I have to really sit and let it flow and relax and do meditations. And a lot of what I create, like I said before, comes directly from that. I think the biggest challenge for people is really getting in touch with their intuition, which a lot of creativity comes from our, whatever you want to call it, subconscious intuition. Some people call it the soul. There's just this deep part inside of us that is just blocked up most of the time. We go through our daily lives and we're living in this reality with worries and stress, and we don't really get in touch with ourselves. There's so much deep down that can just come out and can really be beautiful if we allow it to. It sounds easy, and it actually, you just have to put a little effort into it. And it may not be following the rules, because I know the rules say you have to have your plot, you have to have everything written out and character development, which is great, and you do need that, but I think you have to start somewhere. You know, getting these things out, like for me, I had a meditation once where I saw this one-eyed man. I was thinking, okay, what am I doing with this? I wrote it down in my journal, which is a whole other part of the process, which I'll talk about. And eventually I put him into a story, and he developed into this character who was a homeless man who was very angry, and there was this whole, you know, relationship with a boy who was the son of missionaries. So it became this little short story part in my books. You can take a lot of those things and develop them. That's why I think intuitive writing can be really helpful to people who may be stuck in trying to develop things. You know, I think it's a unique method, and I don't think all authors use it. And, you know, and maybe they should. You know, the steps that I think that are significant is, well, the most important thing is getting in touch with your intuition. You know, starting with meditation. You go on YouTube, you have so many meditations to choose from. You can do a guided meditation, you can do music. If you've never meditated before, it's okay. You start small and you listen to these short meditations, and they help you reach a point of relaxation and getting in touch with your deeper self. It might be hard at first. I mean, the first time I did it, I sat for maybe 3 minutes and my mind would not stop and I was bored. But I kept doing it. It's all part of the process. And then after your meditation, you can sit down and write and think about, maybe you experienced different feelings, or maybe you did see some images and you want to write them down. You know, like the one-eyed man, I just saw him, wrote him down, and then I developed this whole story. A week later, you'll go back and you can say, oh, wow, that's kind of interesting. I'm going to put this in my story. That's exactly how it happens. Continuing from the meditation, you can focus on writing it down, journaling. I call it reflective journaling. And that helps you, you know, get more in tune. Sometimes the things we fear and the things that make us unhappy are those things that we can write about and develop them into a story. You can use journal prompts. There are many, many out there. You can just search on the web. I have a whole bunch that I use in my workshop because I do teach an intuitive writing workshop. You know, things like, what do you most fear? And then you go into that and you ask other questions about your fears, your biggest hopes, your biggest dreams. What color are you? Have you ever thought about that? If you are like a color, how do you write about a color? And that becomes a very good way to write descriptively about people and use that in your writing. The whole point is to take all of these things together and create something. People worry about following the rules, and they must have a plot when they start, and they must develop the character in a certain way. But if you start to work through your intuition, everything develops as you go along. As you go into meditation, you have specific questions and say, okay, I want to think more about this character, and what kind of person is this man or this woman, and the different aspects of them. If you already have a work in progress and maybe you have a lot of these things figured out, the plot and everything else, you can use a meditation to ask, you know, the same questions to fill in any other details. It's really about relaxing, being patient, not putting too much pressure on yourself to create something that someone else is going to like. The whole point is to write for yourself. Everybody is going to enjoy things in a different way. So you will have people that enjoy your writing and it resonates with them and they will be your followers. So that's the most important thing you have to remember that takes a lot of the pressure off of writing. And having a writer's block is not to worry what others think, and everything will come from there. I think that's all I wanted to say. Thank you so much for having me, Alex, and I look forward to maybe having the opportunity to do this again. Thank you.